Let's continue reading verses 24 through 32 of Romans 1. Now, in this last section of Romans 1, we see the consequences of rejecting God. When people turn away from God, there is bad fallout. Romans 1, beginning at verse 24. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Once again, let's begin this last section of Romans 1 with some background notes. The last half of Romans chapter 1 is not a very pleasant passage of Scripture. In fact, some people don't like to read it at all. But we must read it, and we must understand it if we are going to know the teaching of God's Word. It's foundational. The Bible teaches that everyone is guilty before God. God is infinitely holy and righteous, and every person falls far short of these standards. That is precisely the point that the Apostle Paul is proving in the first three chapters of Romans. And he will conclude his argument with that well-known verse of Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And after that conclusion, then, of course, Paul will go on to show God's wonderful plan of salvation in Christ. God has provided a plan of salvation. But no one makes it on their own with God. All people are guilty before God, and all have fallen short of the glory of God. They must accept God's plan of salvation. But now a logical question might be raised at this point. What about the people that have not heard about God? Does God hold ignorant people accountable? What is the Bible's answer here? No one is ignorant. Romans chapter 1 teaches that God has given people plenty of evidence of himself so that no one has an excuse. But man, you see, has turned away from that evidence and rejected God. And here in this last section of Romans chapter 1, we see the sad consequences of rejecting God. And that brings us then to our doctrinal points for this last section of Romans 1. I want you to notice that the phrase, "God gave them up," is used three times in this section of Romans chapter 1. Verse 24, "Therefore God also gave them up." Verse 26, "For this reason God gave them up." And verse 28, "God gave them over," or "God gave them up to a debased mind." So these three repetitions will form the basis of our three doctrinal points. The idea in "God gave them up" is not that God is to blame for man's sin. No. The idea is that God doesn't force someone to do what is right. God does not manipulate people. If people willfully reject the truth and turn away from God, God leaves those people to reap the sad consequences of their sin. There are consequences when God's moral laws are broken. So doctrinal or teaching point number one, then, is People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of sexual fornication. People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of sexual fornication. Verses 24 and 25. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. What's the lie here? The lie is that the creature can exist independent of the Creator. The truth is that God has created us, and we find our fulfillment and enjoyment in obeying our Creator and following the guidelines that He has set up for us. But people believe the lie that they can do their own thing and find happiness and fulfillment and freedom. Let me ask you, has America believed the lie? The answer is obvious. As a result of rejecting the truth of God and believing the lie, there is unrestrained lust and sexual fornication. How degrading and dishonoring and degenerate. Listen to the exhortation from Colossians 3, 5 through 7. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. We as Christians are to be the salt of the earth, preventing and hindering the spread of moral decay and corruption. Where is the moral leadership that we need in this land? People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of sexual fornication. Doctrinal point number two. People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of sexual perversion. People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of sexual perversion. Verses 26 and 27. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. How can anyone read this scripture and claim that homosexual practice is not a sin? Homosexual practice is not a legitimate alternate lifestyle. It is sin. Homosexual practice is more than a sickness. It is sin. Now, I don't doubt that some folks have more of a natural tendency toward this sin than others. Maybe they're even born with that tendency. But that doesn't make it any less sin. I mean, we're all born with natural tendencies to sin. Some of us are more vulnerable in certain areas than others. In Leviticus chapters 18 and 20, this sin is called an abomination before God, and it was punishable by death. The end of verse 27 here in Romans 1 leaves no doubt that sexual diseases are part of the bad fallout of sexual perversion. The good news is that there is forgiveness of the sin of sexual perversion, just as there is forgiveness of any sin when a person turns to the Lord. Furthermore, there is victory over this sin. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, we read there that some of the Corinthians had been practicing homosexuals before they became Christians. But they had found not only forgiveness in Christ, they had found victory in Christ. They were no longer homosexuals, 1 Corinthians 6:11. But you see, only in Christ is there forgiveness and true freedom found. You cannot break God's moral laws and find happiness. People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of sexual perversion. And doctrinal point number three, people who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of a debased mind. People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of a debased mind. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. The idea in the term debased mind is a mind that is not approved by God. A mind that has rejected the truth of God cannot be approved by God. The idea that somehow sin only affects the body but not the mind, that is unbiblical. When God and his truth are rejected, the mind is debased, no matter how educated or trained that mind becomes. It's only a matter of time before the consequences we have listed here work themselves out. Notice the list, beginning at verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers or gossipers, backbiters or slanderers. Notice how the terrible sins of gossip and slander are included right here in God's list of terrible sins. Finishing the list, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Those things ever characterize you? Why are all these sins so widespread and increasing in this country? The answer is our doctrinal point. People who reject the truth of God are abandoned to the consequences of a debased mind. Practical application for this last section of Romans 1. Does Romans 1:32 have application for you? Does Romans 1:32 have application for you? Well, what does Romans 1:32 say? Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Well, let me paraphrase that. Romans 1:32. Although they know that those who practice these sins are worthy of death according to the judgment of God, they not only do these sins, but they also approve of those who practice them. Now, clearly, Romans 1:32 is speaking of the unbeliever who has rejected God and his truth and thus has a debased mind. They not only practice many of these sins, but they approve of others who practice these sins. Look at the latest approval polls in our country if you want some proof of this verse. But you know, I think there's an application here in this verse for Christians. But you say, where is the application for Christians here? You watch videos or TV programs where some of these sins are approved of? Think of the sexual sin that is accepted in the movies today. Have we Christians become desensitized to this? When we tolerate certain videos and TV programs, is this not passive approval of those who practice these sins? Does Romans 1:32 have application for you?